worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
This is America! Say it, stupid!
Kara.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Mickey.
I have no idea what's going on.
And Lazy E.
I'm the fat kid and I want cake.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Just in time for spooky season, we have a ghost on the podcast, apparently.
I'm dead.
Yeah, yeah, that was... So apparently Kara has passed on since last week's show, and now her specter is joining us on the mic, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to have, like, a sound effect for spookiness.
No,
that's an Indian.
Yeah, that's a Native American Indian.
No, that's
doing
that,
like the...
That's that thing you buy at Party City that goes... Whoo!
That's like everything you buy in Party City.
Yeah, yeah. Ghosts sound like that, but that's what it is.
No, every one of their decorations. You walk past a ghost, it makes that noise. A pumpkin, it makes that noise.
That's it.
You walk past like a rat, it makes that noise. Everything just scream on Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not even the actual sound.
Yeah,
but
you're getting it out of the podcast now, too. So welcome.
That was too much.
A Freak Accident. That's the name of the show. And our website is afreakaccident.com. And feel free to email us if you'd like. It's the best way to keep in contact with us. And become a part of the show, too, when you email freaks@afreakaccident.com. So, yeah, Kara, you're surprisingly not transparent, though. I'm kind of bummed by that.
So am I.
Yeah.
That would be so much more fun. I was going to wear, like, a sheet, but I thought, political climate, it's a little too...
You might be pushing things.
I'm just going to show up and pretend I'm like a ghostly figure. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to push any buttons.
Yeah, like a ghoulish kind
of. Yeah, we're not going to play that game this year.
Okay. But Mickey has given us the challenge, though. We also have to somehow figure out a way to bring her back to life.
Yes. Yep.
Before November gets
here. But what if it's better this way?
Thank you. Ouch. Thanks.
I
feel like I should give her like a little bit of a...
That would have worked better, yeah.
Yeah. Still didn't happen. Thank you. Nope, still not scary.
Not scary enough. There we go.
There it is. Thank you.
We'll fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix all of it in post. It's no problem. Nothing to worry about at all.
I went to Party City this past week. We were just talking about it. Because I wanted to find my Halloween costume.
Ah.
And I thought I had it. It was a knight in armor.
Mm-mm.
And I was going to buy it, but then it made me feel too middle-aged.
I knew that was coming. I knew it. I had a feeling. Because I'm a ghost and I can see the future.
Yeah. Wait, ghosts can see the future?
Well, yeah. We live in no time.
Just
getting all sorts of fancy here.
I'm making stuff up because I'm a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
This
I'm
is going to be an interesting
I'm a snake.
Night.
I sound so
well.
True.
She also has to quote her the good slushy cup again this
week. I did
week,
say that, yeah.
Which is, I guess, the extra large. Right?
I walked in and the guy looked. I'm like, hey, can I get a slushy? He's like, and his eyes went immediately to the slushy machine. Actually, before I said slushy, I went, hey. He looked at the slushy machine. I went, yeah, can I get one? And he went, sure. And I went, I feel like that's a bad sign that you looked right at the slushy machine when I walked in.
He has you pegged for being an alcoholic at this point.
Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and Mickey was there.
Getting my coffee.
More embarrassing.
Judging you.
Yeah.
Right? Like she
I told
does.
You I was going to see you there.
I know,
but no, don't read the text message again.
Right behind me.
Wow, that's not weird at all.
She was waiting there.
You turn around and she's like right over your shoulder like, hey.
I've done that to people.
I'm sure you have.
So
you strike me as someone who's like very light on their feet.
No.
Really?
No.
Really?
I walk like an elephant.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Because you're easily like the most waifish one on this program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I walk like an elephant.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
See, I'm constantly like, I'm very light on my feet. So I'm constantly sneaking up at people at work. And they're like, where did you come from? It's like, I don't know.
I'm a ninja.
Yeah. It's my ninjutsu training. It's paying off. I can come at you from any angle. Yeah, we need to work on getting a sound effect for spookiness, like kind of like the Law and Order, you know,
oh, yeah.
Bong,
yeah.
Like that, but like a thunder, you know, or like a
every once in a while before I talk,
some
or
kind
after,
of
if you can play ooh, it all yeah. month long,
some kind of weird spooky yeah. spookiness, you know, to pepper in, you know, with Kara being a ghost now.
All month,
like that, you know?
At least, until you resurrect me.
How did you die?
Reading our messages in our group message.
Oh, yeah.
It took too long, and I was just like, I'm not going to look at these anymore.
She died of boredom.
I can't read these anymore.
She was this close, Mickey, to saying that she died of boredom mm-hmm. by interacting with this show. And I don't know how to feel about that.
It wasn't the show.
What am I talking about? We already
it was
have
pre-show.
A sound effect.
What are you
doing? Oh right, yeah. That was my imitation of in these movies now, like
yeah.
all the horror movies where it's just jump scares.
Oh,
I had said, yeah, something jumps out at you and it's a sudden loud noise, you know, to go in conjunction with it, and it sounds like.
It does. You're right.
I totally forgot about
Listen,
that.
Listen, you can email us freaks@freakaccident.com if you're doing a haunted house or a hayride or something this year. We will give you that sound effect to incorporate into your show. It's like, you know, oh no, here comes a man with a chainsaw. It works. It works for everyone.
Well, that could be the new Party City sound.
There you go. Instead of ooh. It's perfect.
What if you went past someone's house when you're trick-or-treating? Instead of that, ooh, you heard just that over.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. That's the new sound effect for all these decorations.
I actually love that.
That's great.
Let's do it.
Perfect, yeah. It's a great plan. It's a fine plan. So
there's tons of Crisco ones that work for that this.
No, we're looking for scary. Not, wait, not creepy and disturbing.
Yeah.
We're just looking for scary.
You too.
That is me. Yeah, I don't know what I was screaming.
No, that's
about.
When Mickey pulled out the thing and then it blew up your ears.
Oh yeah, she pulled the plug.
Wow, I was here for that. I don't remember that.
No,
sound
you weren't.
Out.
You weren't here for the first one.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
the
okay,
first
okay,
one.
Yeah, you did it the second time. Oh, that's right. It was me.
Yeah,
right.
It made me bleed out my ears.
Yeah, except you got both of them. I only got one.
That's right. That's right.
But
that's
do you remember? Like he and I just screamed for like 10 minutes straight.
And I actually had no idea. I was like, what? What's your issue? Why are you?
I got to ask you a question. When you were at Halloween City, Party City.
Party City. Right, well, okay. No, it was actually the Halloween Spirit store.
But, so Spirit Halloween?
Yeah.
That's the one? It's all the same. Yep. It's six of one, half dozen of another, let's be honest. Were there any costumes that were COVID related?
No.
Really?
What?
And the person, I saw an article. The one guy who said he makes sexy, you know, the ones that make the sexy costumes mm-hmm. of
yeah.
everything, he will not make one of COVID because he says it's not sexy at all.
Well,
that's really incredible. This is the guy, I think it's the same person who did like the sexy Harambe costume, like back when the gorilla got killed.
Really?
It's the same, yeah.
He did a sexy Harambe costume?
I think he's done a sexy Tiger King costume,
too.
Well. Why do you need to make it sexy? It's already there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean.
A fair point. You ain't that straight. But anyhow, so that's interesting that this is where they draw the line. They do it at
COVID.
See, I would have figured that, like, you know, the ball with the spike proteins coming off of it or a person, like, in a hazmat suit or something would have been, like, the go-to costume this year.
Maybe.
Because then it's multifunctional. You know, you can actually use it as PPE when you go to the grocery store if you get that.
Oh you see, gosh. I think the scariest costume is walking into a party and go, I just got tested, not sure yet.
Well, that was like today we all sat down and I told you guys, oh, by the way, I did get my test back and it is negative.
Yeah.
Good
little
news.
You know, after I breathed on all of you first. Just
licked our faces last week.
Just to
no
spook you a little bit.
That's how we normally say hi to each other.
And you're negative. You're
well,
negative too now,
I'm
right, Kara?
Negative.
Yeah, so look at that. The winning streak continues
Woo!
For a freak accident. We're staying healthy around these parts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Lazy E doesn't leave his house for really anything at all.
Yeah.
I wear a mask pretty much everywhere that I go, and I don't go to too many places. Mickey.
I live at the Dome.
Yeah, right. So you're surrounded by pressurized air, which I assume is a
pressurized.
Bad thing.
Pressurized air?
Right. Well, the Dome is pressurized.
It is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's literally outside air pushing through and circulating.
That's still called pressure. That's how pressure works.
But I'm saying it's not
a physics principle.
But it's not like an HVAC system where it recycles the air.
Ah.
It's actually fresh air that comes in through those massive fans.
So then they blow the bad air out, right? It goes out through the roof.
That's actually better.
There's vents up there.
Well, it goes through all the seams, and then there's a cute little tiny vent that pushes the rest of it out.
Oh, okay.
I figured it seemed that way.
So that probably actually is because of the fact that you're not just recycling the same air. It's probably better for you than most other
situations. To be in a building in that situation?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Interesting.
I want to pop that dome.
No.
Just walk up to it with a panning at you.
I don't know if a pin did. Would a pin work? I was going to say.
Kara, you thought it was real.
I don't know. I don't know.
You thought literally a pin.
It's a balloon.
I never examined the outside of how.
You think they would build
a
building.
It's a giant bouncy house.
Yeah. Well,
considering.
Build a building that could be popped by a pin? What kind of construction do you want to get into?
Considering that, like, half of it got torn off during that really bad storm a couple of years ago, right? Weren't parts of it missing?
No.
And
it was it ripped up in the top because of the pressure that the ice buildup caused it to cave. When it started melting, all that pressure popped it back up and ripped one of the seams.
But it did not, like, just deflate.
No, it takes hours for it to come down.
I know, that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, let's see, it's like, does it make a like, as it's slowly deflating, though? Like, I really wish it did.
And you stand there and just look,
like,
at it.
The longest, slowest. Yeah. The longest, slowest fart noise in history. It'd be glorious.
It would be entertaining.
It would be entertaining. I love it.
I want to see it break now.
Well, go up there with your pin and get to work.
I just start pinning it everywhere.
Yeah. And record footage of your adventure and bring it back next week on the show.
I won't be able to because I'll be in jail.
One tiny pin.
You won't. I won't sue you. Remember, it's my skate park.
Oh, but yeah, you don't own the dome.
Well, I mean, I basically do.
Oh, okay.
That's not the way that works.
It is the way that works. And I will joust the dome owners for ownership anyway. Go medieval on it. I'm feeling in a mood since you talked about your night costume.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't really get a night costume.
I wish you had.
I ended up getting Colonial Sanders.
Colonial? What?
Colonel Sanders.
No, I know, but I thought there was an actual costume called Colonial Sanders. Yeah. I'm like, what does that look like? Is it like a chicken?
It's
Mr.
Bernie
Sanders
with a tri-corner hat. That's what it is. And an eagle on his shoulder.
I'm going to a party where they have a Friendsgiving before it, and you have to bring food, so I'm just bringing KFC.
Yeah.
And dressed up in that costume, and I'm going to be like, finger looking good.
Just put it in a different dish. Tell them you made it.
No, I'm coming as KFC.
He wants to dress up for it.
I like the way he phrased that. He's coming as KFC.
Damn straight.
As the entire franchise.
Look at me. I am basically. Why are you all laughing?
What is wrong with this entire segment? I don't know where it was.
I mean, you can blame it on the slushy.
On the alcohol.
Right. I can't blame it on anything.
Alcohol.
Well, no, this is, we were talking about that too. Like, every time now, it's getting allergy season.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Same.
He tried to hide it.
Yeah. Well, I made Kara very uncomfortable because I said, you know, now that allergy season is here, like, I'm getting like that, you know, every time I get a tickle in my throat, I'm like, oh God, here it comes. Like, this is it. But it's like, no, it's not a dry cough, which is the COVID cough. It is a very, very, very wet cough. Like, it is wet enough that I could probably fill a good portion of that extra large good cup that you got over there.
That sounds so appetizing.
Think about that the next time you take a sip of that.
Yeah. It's a moist cough.
At any moment, phlegm can fly across the table at me. So good to know. I feel real good about it.
You gotta start bringing one of those plexiglass shields with you.
Now I need those here, too. Yeah. Thanks. Great.
Yeah, I know.
I meant like a whole sheet of plexiglass.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm gonna walk in and I'm just gonna build it right onto the table here.
Yeah, perfect.
It'll be like going to the bank.
Yeah, social distance it. Yeah. Keep it tight. All right. All right. The show today, boy, was last night interesting. I believe, did we all watch the debate?
Yeah. I watched a minute, a literal minute.
You checked out even before I did, and I thought I was...
I watched the whole thing.
I mean, I didn't. I was in the room for the whole thing, but we'll save that.
Yeah,
for
let's talk about.
We also got Tom Hanks, who we should all just be grateful is even still alive at all, considering he was like the first person with COVID in America. It felt like he gave a. He was talking recently about his experience filming Forrest Gump, which is an all-time great movie, an Academy Award-winning movie, and about how he and director Robert Zemeckis actually paid a lot of that movie's costs out of pocket. So we'll get into the details on that. It's actually pretty interesting. We will ask the question, are you a good husband or wife by 1939 standards?
Nope. No.
See, this is interesting because
I think I'm a really good wife. Screw you.
I support that.
Yeah. I'd be a good husband. I'm a terrible wife by those standards.
It's interesting here, though, because a lot of people, I think, when you think of, like, oh, the traditional family, you think, like, the 1950s, right? Doesn't that tend to be, like, the go-to image in your head? Mickey probably thinks 80s because why not? You know, but, like, most people, I think of, like the Happy Days.
Yeah.
You know, that's like
the
what
Donna Reed show.
Right.
The what show?
The Donna Reed show. Dennis
How
the Menace.
How old are you?
Did you ever watch Nick at Night?
Donna Reed?
Yes. You don't know Donna Reed?
No.
Do you?
No.
What?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, the two elder statement here.
Colonial Sanders.
Yeah, Colonial
Sanders.
Yeah, you guys should go as that.
I'm that old? What?
But
you are
1939, man. That's like smack dab in the middle of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, well, we'll talk about it. And what is something that's legal that doesn't feel legal when you do it? Mm. It's a survey. We'll see if we agree with some of these.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
I'm not saying it.
Does listening to this podcast feel legal?
Because it's not.
Okay.
It's a freak accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of A Freak Accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out.
It's bad that the music brings bile to the back of my throat.
Yeah, you make quite a face.
Especially after last night, man. So we are now full swing into the thick of the 2020 election, now that we have both candidates and the debates have started. Conventions are over. This is like normally the part where they'd be campaigning every day and going all sorts of places and shaking babies and kissing hands. Or no, it's the other way around. Kissing babies, shaking hands.
Washing hands, touching babies.
Touching your face.
Touching me.
Yeah,
touching you. Sweet Caroline, you have to say it.
Don't.
So the first of God Almighty three presidential debates was last night. And man, I have never wanted to watch the vice presidential debate more than I did after that one.
I made it 45 minutes and I felt like I ran a marathon.
So the debate was an hour and a half. It was 90 minutes long. You made it 45. Kara watched the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mickey made it a minute.
Yeah, and it was somewhere in like the middle of the debate, I think.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, so you probably got exactly what you needed to get out of it and fled for your life.
No, I just didn't care.
That's probably the wisest strategy. I was, I mentioned, present for the entire thing, but I was not engaged at all after like 6 or 7 minutes. Because it was, I mean, so the big issue here, and I think everybody came away from this thing. Are you all right? She's like twitching.
I'm just
over
like
there.
Waiting to hear everything.
I know. She's like jumping up and down. I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Here.
I mean, well, we talked a lot about it on the way upstairs, like to get ready to record too. But like, Kara, you had mentioned that the big issue with this debate was the structure of it.
Yeah, I think the debate was the bigger issue than the candidates.
I mean, but I think it's a little of column A and B, personally, because what had happened was, now, again, nobody, it seems, came out of this thing feeling that great.
Nope.
And pretty much the immediate reaction from everybody last night was,
bleh. Oh, sorry. It was either bleh or eh. Yeah. I was saying eh. He was saying bleh. But yeah, it's the same thing, basically.
So we were talking about, mm-hmm, now, normally in a debate, it's a person gets a question. One of the candidates gets a question. Mm-hmm. They get a specific amount of time to answer that question. The second candidate then is given a amount of time, usually shorter than the original, to respond. And then they go back to the original person who fielded the question, and they finally get another chance to respond to the rebuttal. Mm-hmm. So it's like answer, response, and then rebuttal to the response. And then they shift it to the next candidate, and they do the exact thing in reverse. So they ask that person the question, and the other person gets to answer their answer.
Yeah.
And then there's a rebuttal. Which, like, so normally there's this... The way it works is one person talks, then the other person talks, mm-hmm, then the other person talks, then the other person talks, and it goes back and forth for the entire debate.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's how it goes, right?
I have no idea.
So
last night,
what they did, I don't know why they suddenly decided, this is the first time that I've been watching debates that they changed it so radically.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, we're going to ask a question. Each of you will get 2 minutes to say something. And then we will move on to the open discussion portion of the segment.
Oh.
That was the problem.
That was it. So, like, I made it 2 minutes, Trump talked, and I was like, all right, that wasn't the worst thing I've ever heard. 2 minutes, Biden talked, and I was like, he was practically lucid. This is great. You know, maybe this will actually be. And then the open discussion started, and the two of them just started screaming.
Well, it was like this.
Wait.
Yeah, basically. And I made it about, so that's 4 minutes. I made it probably another 2 minutes. And I was like, so then you got Trump screaming over Biden, Biden yelling over Trump, and you got Chris Wallace, the moderator, there going, gentlemen, please, please, oh my God, stop, please, it's on fire, somebody help me.
I had, my anxiety level went up so high during that. Because I just couldn't take it anymore. Like, they're just talking, and I'm like, please, somebody. And that poor moderator, he deserves a Medal of Honor for having to sit there right up in front. Yeah. He couldn't turn the channel.
Well, my favorite part was the beginning of the thing. He's like, okay, if I do my job the right way, no one will remember who the moderator was.
Yeah, well.
Quite honestly, I only remember what he said last night. Well, because he didn't even know what happened with everybody else.
He literally at one point had to yell at them because they were talking over each other so incessantly and just insulting one another. And like,
I would have just let it go.
If it's an open discussion...
Well, that was what you said, and a lot of people have been saying that oh, he should have just gotten out of the way. But like... When neither of these people, like I said, you've got an elderly invalid and a giant man-child who are just trying to insult and out-yell the other one, that's not going to be an enjoyable experience for anybody. Like, so, like, saying, oh, he should have just let them go. To what? Scream over each other for 90 minutes?
He's just doing what the rest of the Americans do on Facebook.
But at least then, though, I get to read one comment at a time. It's not just a garble of words all written over each other at the same time.
I got two things. Number one, the traditional job for a moderator is to pose the question, make sure they follow their time limits, be neutral, and to make sure they stay within the topic. That's the first job of a moderator always in a debate. Well, first four parts of the job, okay?
Right.
Second thing is, America loves reality TV. Why all of a sudden when people are fighting on the debate, is it anything different than Real Housewives?
That was kind of where I was going with that. Yeah.
Like, what?
Even better. Let's just give them,
I don't like,
let's give them
the
free booze.
Yeah.
And then just let them get freaking hammered.
Just give them boxing gloves, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
Open discussion.
I don't like the idea of comparing like a presidential debate to the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Shouldn't be.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And that's why it's like, you know, the moderators should be trying to control the tone and the tempo of the debate as well. Because, like, when you have two people who are just yelling over each other, that's not a debate.
Right.
It's not. So that's the whole thing. Like, so your point, you're right.
The second part was supposed to be sarcastic.
The structure was broken.
Yeah.
You know, you can't look at, and I had said on the way upstairs, I said, who was the person who looked at Donald Trump and Joe Biden and said, you know what these two need? And anything goes, no holds barred, open discussion. That's what they need. That's what needs to happen. Because I want to know how I get the job of making the stupidest decisions in the world, because I feel like I'd be really good at it.
Well, the line that pretty much has taken over the whole debate was the, will you shut up, man? When Biden said that. It's actually a t-shirt now they're selling as a Biden t-shirt.
Yeah.
Will you shut up, man?
Well, I mean.
But that's the bad part. This is what the election is now.
Right.
A catchphrase of him acting like it's saying a third grade insult.
It's a zinger battle. It's a meme off at this point.
Yeah,
it's not
sad.
An actual discussion about issues. Like, what issues can you name any that were actually discussed in depth last night?
I mean, I know what the topics were.
Right.
But I could not tell you their opinions on either one of them.
Well, that's what I mean. They didn't have any. You know, Biden, like I compared him to like beige paint that is just slowly drying on like a shadowy wall.
He was about to cry at any second. I kind of felt bad for him a little bit.
Yeah, he looks so tired. And
yeah,
then he,
tired.
Yeah. And then Trump is just screaming the whole time, just yelling, yelling.
Quiet sometimes. Yeah, well, like me, like talking over you right now. Like, I kind of wish.
Yeah, but you see what I just did there? I stopped.
Yeah, it was weird.
For a couple of seconds. And I used my brain to think about what you were saying. And now I'm responding to it.
No, you should have told her to shut
up. I should have just started yelling! I should have said, Kara!
Will you
I'm
shut
letting
up,
it happen. What?
See,
why
there's
am I
the
letting
debate.
It? Why am I letting it happen?
Listen, it's not true.
You're the moderator.
It's not true. You just need to stop talking right now. It's not true. I never said anything like that.
And then the moderator's sitting there like Milton from Office Space.
Please,
no, he's like, I just want a new stapler.
Can you please?
Can you please? I'll set the place on fire.
Yo, it's so funny because at one point it actually was like that.
Yeah, please.
He was like, literally, they were screaming. He's like, gentlemen, I can't, I just
had more space and I could see the birds outside.
So Murderer had a good suggestion for the next one because he did watch a little bit more than I did, to put them in plexiglass soundproof boxes and let the moderator, so that way even if they're yelling at each other, nobody can hear them because they're in a plexiglass box.
Well, apparently the Commission on Debates?
Yeah, a whole commission.
I don't know what they're called. Whoever it is that organizes these things has said that the rules are going to change next time around. And I guess there is going to be some element of when it's not your turn to speak, your microphone's going to be off. So, I mean, you may still hear them in the background, that'll at least offer some measure of control for the people at home to be able to hear whose turn it is who's supposed to be talking. Mm-hmm. I mean, and somebody suggested shock collars, and I think that's a great idea. But, I mean... Really, any kind of control would be welcome,
just
all
something.
Things considered. Mm-hmm. You know, and, I mean, there really wasn't anything. Like I said, everybody was unhappy. The one interesting thing I pointed out was that Frank Luntz, who is a pollster, commented after the fact that he had never seen anything like this in a debate, and that the undecideds, okay, so there's people who don't know how they're going to vote yet. Following the debate, they were so discouraged that they decided they are now not going to vote at all.
They killed democracy.
They literally crushed the American spirit of these people.
That's the sad part, though. If you tune into a debate to help you decide who you're going to vote for...
Somebody was making the point
that's
that
the day.
We're kind of past the point to have a need for debates even, because it seems like most people who care are already entrenched in their positions. Mm-hmm. A debate is not going to convince anybody to change their mind. So really, what's the point? They're waiting to see the one guy deliver the verbal uppercut or literal uppercut to the other guy on the stage.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all they want. They want to see Trump embarrass Biden. They want to see Biden tell Trump to shut up. Nobody really cares.
Yeah. Well, that's what came out of it.
Think about this. Hello Nurse brought this up this morning. She said, do you remember I'm sure Kara probably does. Actually, all of you probably do because you're all older than
me. Oh, thank you. So pointing me out specifically first because I'm old. Thanks.
Do you recall during the 2000 election between Gore and Bush that people were appalled by Al Gore's behavior because while Bush was talking, Al Gore was like clearing his throat and like shuffling his papers.
I actually do remember that.
And they were saying how embarrassing, how unprofessional that he was like, you know, being so distracting.
While and 20 Bush years was, later.
Not even 20 years later. And that's all you're hearing while the person's talking. Sure. It's like, wow, how did we get here from there? Where it was like considered uncouth that you're even like making any noise at all. And now like, it's okay to behave like this. I mean, I'm not sure if it's okay,
it's not okay
because a lot of people were depressed by this. But, you know, again, the people who have already sided with their candidates, everybody thinks their guy won, of course.
I've sided with my candidate, and I don't think anybody won last night.
Your candidate is alcohol.
Yeah, and that's who I've sided with. And I'll tell you what, Bud Light won last night.
Ew.
I know. That's what I like. I'm sorry. And slushy.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
A lot of people are talking, too, about the fact that, like, Trump can't seem to condemn white supremacy. Like, he always seems to pussyfoot around, like, you know, just saying, yeah, no, those are bad people. Like, why can't you just say that? I don't know.
He does seem to argue more than just saying that.
Right, yeah. Like, needlessly so.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not saying he's a white supremacist, but if you're going to say they're bad, this is kind of like one of those things that you go, if you were in a court, Crisco, and someone said, did you murder somebody?
Well, let me tell you something about murder. Murder as a charge is a very complex thing, and you need to say, rather than just saying no, that's literally all you need to say. My whole thing, my theory about it is this. I don't necessarily think that Trump is a racist or a white supremacist, but he certainly doesn't seem to mind that a bunch of white supremacists are voting for him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. He doesn't want to upset them because he doesn't want to lose their votes and their support. Because that's what matters to him is winning. And everything else doesn't really make a difference.
I'm not gonna
get it. Is it a freedom of speech thing, maybe?
I don't know. Like I said, to me, it just seems very simple to just say, I don't support white supremacy. Like, that's a very simple statement
Hasn't
to make.
Hasn't he done that before?
He has, but it's one of those things, right? Like, he has condemned white supremacy before, but it seems like that you can come up with your own explanation depending on your political worldview as to why you feel like the left keeps asking him over and over and over and over and over again to condemn it when he already has. But interestingly enough, you would think that having condemned it before, it would be very easy for him to do it again and not give like a weird non-answer kind of sidestep question that wasn't just the word no.
Do you think it has anything to do with the groups themselves? Like, if you don't know what group you're condemning, aren't you kind of a little like, well, wait, let me make sure I know exactly what this group is all about before I say anything?
I feel like the question being, do you condemn white supremacists?
Well,
yes, I do. Next question. That's very simple. Rather than saying, well, what we need to talk about is who do you want me to talk? Who are you asking me? You know what? Nobody talks about the left and Antifa. It's like, well, you could have just said yes. And then moved on to whatever it is you wanted to say next, but you didn't say yes.
Would it be okay to say yes and then also ask about the opposite side?
I suppose it would be, but he didn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's so what I'm just asking, like, because I know his way of thinking is kind of you never know what he's going
to
say.
But this is what I mean, like,
he
seems to always have to go back and clarify things later because he is never able to just clearly and definitively say up front, you know, I don't support those people.
Is that to keep everybody paying attention?
I also think it has a lot to do with his history. Because if you think about it, he's not a politician at all by any means. So he's used to saying things, maybe saying them sarcastically or seriously, or being able to go back and say, I said this, but I meant it like, you know, I was saying this. Where politicians are very used to knowing to say, I have to be very careful about how I say this the first time because I can't go back and fix it. And I'm not trying to give him an excuse. I'm just saying, you know, if it was me running for president,
curiosity card.
Do I know?
One would think a person who's a businessman would also know to not make
Yeah, you would think so.
I don't know.
Right.
I think
playing
this,
devil's advocate
the
here.
The curiosity card in what sense? Like, what is
in, I'm not going to answer this question right now, so you pay attention the next time in hopes that I answer this question.
Why would he do that for something like that, though?
He does it for almost everything.
Do you think he tippy-toes around. Do you think it's maybe because he doesn't have any answers?
Maybe.
He just likes to be like, will I answer that? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I know the answer and maybe I don't. You'll never find out.
Right.
Like the taxes thing. You will see it. When? But, you will.
Right.
See, that's another thing, though. I feel like he could have easily answered that.
But then you lose everybody's attention. You got the answer. You're done.
But here's my point. There's an easy way to rephrase that. You say, did you pay this amount in tax? $700 is what they're saying he paid in income taxes, right? You know what he could say? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Nothing I did was illegal. I worked within the tax code to take all of those deductions. And you know why? Because taxes are an incredible burden on people, which is why taxes need to come down, not go up, which is what my opponent wants to do. Oh, look, I just transitioned it into an attack on my political opponent while answering it honestly and truthfully in a way that makes me not look like a complete idiot, rather than just saying, you know what? You know what? You'll find out eventually. Maybe. I don't know. Nobody wants to find out. You know, it's like,
in all fairness, he did sort of say that last night, because he said what he paid, and then he was like, but he said he paid it a lot more. And then he said,
and he's like, I paid millions. It's like, they didn't ask you
and
about,
then he said,
they
as,
asked you income tax.
And then he said, as a business owner, I took advantage of every tax code appropriated to me and what was allowed for me based on the rules that you, Biden and Obama, put forward in 20 whatever before you left office. So he did
kind of, but not clearly,
it could have been clearer.
Yeah,
because
all he does is scream. All he does is scream and yell, and he's kind of an idiot who can't string together a coherent sentence.
This proved one thing to me, this debate. I learned one very important thing. Those two need teleprompters.
They need teleprompters.
They need speech writers.
They definitely
need everything.
They definitely should not be given. Here, guys, discuss. Like, they definitely shouldn't get that.
The open discussion was not right.
Or say, you know what? We don't have a speech ready for you. Go for it.
I just think it's
don't do that.
It's bad. Ever. It's bad that we've got somebody who doesn't answer questions on one side, and on the other side, we have a guy who doesn't remember what the questions are by the time he starts answering them. So it's a weird, it's
that was a
weird
bad night. It just wasn't a great night for either
side. I didn't
feel
good about it. I definitely felt disgusting.
It finished and I went like this. Meh.
I don't know. My enjoyment, Trump threw Nancy Pelosi under the bus for like that 1 second that I was watching. And I was like, that's good enough for me.
He managed to squeeze in calling Warren Pocahontas.
He did. He hit Pocahontas one time. He also hit Crooked Hillary once.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
And then
he hit all the favorites.
You got to play all the hits.
And he also said,
it's election season. You got to play all the hits.
Yeah, you're on tour. Greatest hits.
Fake news.
So yeah, what an embarrassment. There's two more of these.
Yay!
There's two more of those, and there's one vice presidential one.
When is that one? That's soon, right? That's next?
I think the VP one is next.
Yeah, and that's really soon, yeah.
I actually think that one's going to be pretty good.
Well, I mean, both Harris and Pence are at least, like, well-spoken.
I'm excited to see. They're different personalities, for sure.
Well, yeah. That's going to be...
That's going to be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
I just don't know how much more patience I have, Aleph. I was gritting my teeth so hard that I gave myself a headache. After 6 minutes, I was just scrolling through Facebook and Twitter to see what other people were saying, because frankly, that was more entertaining than what was happening on the television.
Uh-huh. All right.
How exhausting.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tom Hanks, he always makes you feel better.
Yeah.
He's just a good guy. He played Mr. Rogers, for Pete's sake. He has some interesting things and stories to share from the set of Forrest Gump. What is she gritting
I'll tell
for?
You, don't worry
yeah,
about
we'll
it.
Get there.
What, did I say something wrong?
All good.
No, say it.
In the next segment. Hang on.
Okay, fine.
It's a cliffhanger.
It's a freak accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where a freak accident continues all day, every day. Visit afreakaccident.com and click on connect.
It's Forrest Gump.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
This is where the feather is floating in the air.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, there's that score. Yeah. I was going to say that. I can't remember the theme song to Forrest Gump, but I guess that is
this
what
is
it
it.
Is. Yeah.
I was waiting for, like, run, Forrest, run.
Can you give me that impression again?
Be quiet, I'll give it to you clean. Run, Forrest, run.
Thank All right.
So, Tom Hanks, now, what is this? I was told that there would be something in the next segment.
You can go first.
So, with the whole Harvey Weinstein mm-hmm. and what was the other one that hung himself?
Epstein.
Epstein. He is in that clump of sexual predators.
Oh, God. Are you a QAnon person?
No. He's visited that island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's why his wife wants to become a Greek citizen.
Oh,
did
right.
You read
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, because Greek Greece doesn't
no
like extradite criminals
oh,
or something like
my
that.
God. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's true. I don't know if it's true. I don't know.
But that is the circulation.
That's the conspiracy theory because
right.
I talk to Jon Snow yep. about conspiracy theories
Uh-oh.
All the time. He, by the way, has concluded that I am his conspiracy
mm.
guy. And I don't know how to feel about that because I do not believe any conspiracy theories. I like follow them because it's like
it's funny.
But it's like a horrifying train wreck.
Yeah.
You can't look away from it
until
as bad as it
true.
Is.
Uh-huh.
Don't you knock
what?
Down Tom
I
Hanks.
I had to do it. You don't.
Tom Hanks is an American treasure.
Just saying.
Now he's a Greek treasure.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of treasure it is. He's a treasure.
And he wears a tinfoil hat. No, I'm just saying.
So, anyway,
you wear a tinfoil hat.
I do.
Boom.
Usually.
Suck it.
So, Tom Hanks and
Fine.
Robert Zemeckis. Robert Zemeckis was the director of Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
It turns out that they had to pay out of their own pocket to get this movie made in a lot of cases, which is like, I always love stuff like that, like the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff about these movies that you really don't know about, like some of the adversity and the difficulties that go into it, because mm-hmm. like, oftentimes you don't think about that. You might, Mickey, because of your history in filmmaking. But
and
like,
in anything that I have done in the last 20
well,
years.
Sure, but I mean, Lazy, you could probably empathize with me on this. Like, when you're watching the movie, you're not thinking necessarily about, boy, I wonder what kind of work went into, you know,
yeah.
composing that shot. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not thinking about that.
No, I'm just enjoying the movie.
Yeah, like a film critic. I mean, like, I watch people who criticize films who go into stuff like that, and I find that stuff interesting, mm-hmm. but I'm not actively thinking about it while I'm watching it.
No.
Movie good, movie bad. That's
right.
really like what it comes down to. So this is actually, I found this pretty interesting. In a new interview that came out recently, Tom Hanks said that he and director Robert Zemeckis covered the cost of some of the scenes because the studio specifically did not want to pay for them.
Okay.
Okay. One of them was the part where Forrest Gump runs across the country. Mm-hmm. Paramount, who was the studio, said that it was too expensive to film.
My God, if that wasn't in the movie, how much would have been missing from that movie?
Right.
It was kind of like a big moment. What?
I'm just here. Okay, I'm the worst person.
You are.
I don't know. It depends. What are you
going
to say?
Because in my mind, I'm going, okay, Tom Hanks and this guy made the movie the best movie by including the best scenes. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the best movie. I'm being sarcastic now.
You really hate Tom Hanks.
I don't, actually. I like Tom Hanks a lot.
Are you sure?
I did. I don't know, but
yeah, I'm not sure either.
But I feel like
I'm
hearing
mixed
it,
signals.
But like hearing it this way, I'm kind of like, it's like the person that goes, I covered the shift, and you go, of
right.
course they covered the busiest shift and they did the most.
Well, Lazy East Point, that was like a pivotal moment in the film.
It was.
And so it's kind of like when the studio's telling them, yeah, we're not paying for that, and they're like, well, we want the movie to work, so we're going to pay it out of our own pocket. I mean, that's kind of, that's admirable that you believe in a, project enough like to pay, because normally these people get paid to do these things.
Right.
They're not like forking out their own money to make things work out of their own pocket.
Or they're just really lousy salesmen and they couldn't go to Paramount. This is why this would have worked if you just pay us
now,
for doing this.
Now, you worked in indie films.
Right.
So, like, these studios, they don't give a crap. They
no,
do whatever they want.
Yeah. Well, that just happened. A story came out about the guy who played Black Panther.
Right.
He had a movie. It escapes my mind, but I guess the lead actress in it wasn't getting enough money, so he took it out of his own bank account to pay her and give her a raise.
Oh.
So, I mean, because he believed she needed to be in that movie.
Oh, there you go.
And it's similar to this.
It's similar, yeah. Like, you believe in something enough that you're willing to put your own skin in the game. Like, okay. I think that's admirable. You know,
and it paid off big time for Tom Hanks.
Did they become, like, investors, producers in this movie, or was it just, like, a secret?
No, they
became producers, right?
They got extra money for it. I don't know if it says right there.
Well, yeah, I believe a part of it was that they renegotiated a larger share in the profits of the film.
So that's different then. Then I take back my sarcasm, because it's not like they like secretively did it to try to make it better. They also got
credit
for it.
Yeah,
sort of.
Yeah,
okay.
They were credited for it.
They were
just
brave enough to invest.
I mean, it is, when you think about it, though, this is what I mean, like the stuff you don't think about. Like, a lot of films film on a few locations, a lot of sets. You know, especially nowadays with CGI, you know, you put somebody in front of a green screen and you could just throw back there whatever the heck you want.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so like you have one warehouse with a giant blue bubble in it that like you stand in the middle and we will just make it look like whatever we want behind it. So this is like, but they actually filmed on these locations.
Right.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like, but imagine, think about like how expensive it would be to like have a film crew move all the way across the country to film like a couple of shots of Tom Hanks with or without beard running down this stretch of road.
That's true,
with landmark in background, you know, like that would be an expensive thing to shoot.
Absolutely.
Another was an unspecified scene where Paramount didn't want to spring for the insurance, because apparently people were like, the insurance company, there was an added premium to it where people were getting injured in it or something like that.
Maybe it was the war scene.
I was going to say it's either that or maybe the scene where they were on the boat.
Him and
Lieutenant Dan were on the ship in the storm. Maybe like all the water and the shaking, like maybe crew members were falling down and getting injured or something.
No, because that's all, you see that in a lot of movies. It's got to be, there's got to be a weird scene in there.
I think they don't specify which scene it was, but apparently,
yeah, maybe
in the face of the ball.
Yeah. No, the
five people lost eyeballs.
The way that movie foreshadowed the later the movie that came afterwards, he goes like this, Lieutenant Dan. He goes, "You got new legs." He goes, "Titanium alloy, just like the spaceship." The next movie they were in, Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Whoa. It is all a conspiracy.
It's a prequel to Apollo 13.
Yeah, speaking of Apollo 13, that was on TV last night that I switched over after the debate.
After the debate.
The Bird-a-Bird. After the debate, I switched that on, and I'm like, wow, look at this. A feel-good story about the power of the human spirit and when America actually cared and we came together to bring three dudes back from space who were trapped out there. A time when we reached for the stars and had all kinds of ambition.
Yeah, now it would be like, they're not in America.
Yeah, they're no longer in America. I don't really care.
They got stuck. They're losers. I'm not fans of people who get stuck.
Guys are weird.
Are they Scientologists? Then Xenu can save them.
Okay.
And the Galactic Empire will pay for it.
We've got off topic. So yeah, just like the debate.
They ended up with a bigger share of the profits. Tom Hanks ended up making $65 million off of that movie.
Oh, God.
Well, they're all right. I mean, that's the thing, though. If they want to do those scenes, like, in my mind, the way it first sounded was like they put their money in and they weren't going to reap any benefits from it.
Right.
But if they put their money in and they said this makes the movie and they invest in it and they get the benefits.
Good,
because those scenes did make it, well, the one I know of at least, made a big difference.
The movie is one of the all-time greats on
everybody's absolutely.
List.
Well, even the unspecified one, I can't think of a scene in that movie
that wouldn't have made...
It would have decreased the value of the movie if you took any of those scenes out.
That's true. Right?
It was the scene where Jenny admits she has AIDS.
That was the one where all the insurance wouldn't cover it?
I feel like an awful person... Because I laugh every time. It's just the way he says it. It's when he talks about his mom dying. And he goes, "She died of the cancer. It was a Tuesday." And I laugh every time.
Because you're a horrible person.
It's just that perfect awkwardness to make me laugh.
Oh my God.
The cancer.
The.
Died on a Tuesday.
It's like the diabetes.
Yeah. Oh.
I thought that was interesting anyway.
Yeah. No, it was.
It is.
Up next, are you a good husband or wife by 1939 standards?
Nope.
Everybody's saying no.
There's no chance.
Well, we'll find out.
I'd be so interested to find out.
We will.
Okay.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother. You can't have one without the other.
Now, Mickey, you were making an observation about the thing with it being 1939 and husbands and wives and why this was important.
Yeah, because it dawned on me that 1939, we were in the middle of the war and women were actually working in factories. So here's Kara and I going, yeah, no, we're terrible wives. And now I'm going, yeah, except both of us work. And that's about what was going on in 1939.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah. So this was in... this was WRCB, which I only assume is Swin's, like, arch enemy.
Yeah.
And an AM channel?
Maybe. Who knows? You know. but an old marriage test from 1939 has started making the rounds online.
Hmm.
This was already giving me, like, Vietnam flashbacks, like PTSD flashbacks to when we took that old IQ test.
Oh,
you remember?
Yeah. Mm.
Or the other one was like the English test from the 20s or something like that.
I wasn't here for either.
No. 1820s. Anyway, it's supposed to tell you if you're being a good husband or wife. But most of the tips don't translate to 2020 very well. Mm. It says guys had a lot easier back then, women not so much. So here are some of the signs you're a good husband, according to this 1939 marriage
Let's
test.
Find out, Crisco. Mm-hmm.
You and I are on the hook for this one,
so
okay?
Excited to see.
You're nice to her friends.
Yeah.
You remember your anniversary.
Yes.
You're kind to her, even if no one's watching.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so, like, was it, like, no, average that they weren't?
The implication with that is that it was normal to not be nice to her when nobody's watching.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it depends. Is dinner done?
The average...
kidding.
The average husband was administering backhands.
Yeah, what?
With the
it was 1939.
I mean, maybe, yeah. I guess.
You ask for...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
This doesn't make me feel good.
You ask for her opinion sometimes.
Oh, sometimes. The answer to that is no, if you want to get this right.
Yes.
That makes
sometimes.
You a good
husband.
Sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That makes you a good husband. Oh. Sometimes.
Not all. You don't want to give her too much freedom.
Oh. Does it give you the answers for these?
No,
well,
no.
It's
literally. I don't know if it's a marriage test. So basically, I guess
like
it would
what
be.
Makes you.
Yeah. Like, are you doing this? Oh, then you're a good husband.
Right.
These are the things.
So the answer should be yes.
According to this test, that if you're saying yes to it,
okay.
Makes you a good husband. Okay.
Okay.
You let her drive the car if she needs it.
Well, that's super
with
nice.
With my permission.
Yes, of course.
You may have the keys. this is like the weirdest, like, and you read the paper out loud to her.
Because she's too stupid to read.
Well, right?
Women can't read.
Yeah, dummy.
And also, what woman was like, hey, can we sit down and have... You read the paper to me real quick tonight?
Well, because she might not be smart enough to understand.
All right, honey, it's story time. 1939. The German front has advanced into France today.
Interesting, honey. Let me rub your feet while you smoke the cigar.
And then he goes, Germany, not the United States.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh my God.
There's a mean man named Hitler who's over in Europe right now. Now
that?
The whole ruckus.
He's mean. He's mean. He's like the Grinch.
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
He is a bad husband, I assume.
He says no to all of these questions.
He doesn't read the German paper to Eva Braun. I tell you that right now. So,
wow.
Some of the signs that you're not a great husband include... flirting in front of her.
Well, still.
Yeah, that still holds up.
Letting her vote. No.
Wait, you don't know. That might be on there.
It might be.
Comparing her to your mom or previous wives.
Yeah, I still don't do that.
Gross.
Talking about how life was better before you got married.
Yeah, don't do that.
Not saying excuse me when you burp. And criticizing her in public. I mean, at the very least, at least it says those are all bad things.
They are still
that
bad.
That you should not be doing.
And yeah, those translate. The good things don't really translate anymore.
Well, no. I mean, they kind of do, because like I look at what Murderer and I do. Like, if he's reading something on Facebook, he does read it off to me.
Well, yeah, but that's because he's seeing it at that moment. He's not saying... You can't handle the paper.
Well, that's not what that said either. Well, we were making the assumption.
That is the subtle implication, though.
I'm also sort of agreeing with them that he's not reading it because like, oh, hey, honey, look at how interesting this is. Let me read this. I feel like it's more like he's like, hey.
But didn't women go to college to learn how to read and cook and prep and all that nonsense?
We're being a bit facetious when we're saying like they don't know how to read.
I know.
But like it's an element of that whole subservient thing, you know, which was present at the time. Like, you know, that's his newspaper. You don't touch it.
You gave it to him when he came home from work.
If he wants you to know about something that's going on in the world, he will read the paper.
Yeah.
It's that whole kind of weird thing from that time.
Let's hear about the...
Signs you're a good wife.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, guys.
Let's flip the coin.
Let's do it.
Gird your loins.
I don't even... What?
Or whatever it is you're equipped with.
Yeah, wait. What are we girding?
What does that even mean?
Gird your loins? Yeah. You never heard that expression before?
No.
Read a book. God, I'm not reading it aloud to you.
My
okay?
books are not about girding my loins that I read.
So,
don't be a slut. Is that what that means?
I will
protect your private parts.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. Yes.
Yeah. We're
I don't even know.
Signs of a good wife in 1939. You always serve dinner on time.
No.
Is that really on there?
It is.
Oh, my God.
100% on there. That's
so Murderer's a good wife. Okay.
Does he get mad when you're not at the table when dinner's served?
Yes.
Mickey comes in the kitchen. He's standing there tapping his foot. I'm picturing like an apron on him for some reason.
Pretty much.
You know.
Do you realize how long I've had this pot roast waiting?
Well, now this pot roast is ice cream. See ya. In the garbage.
Another side, you're a good wife. You play an instrument.
I do.
For his entertainment exclusively, I'm assuming. Like, you know.
Nope.
I'm feeling a bit musical, honey. Get on the grand for me.
I mean, Jeff was interested in that. I guess I would, but.
Get dressed up for breakfast.
I don't even get up before like noon anymore.
It's like, you're lucky I'm dressed, period. In 2020. Come on now.
I'm Donald Ducking it halfway through the game.
You're a good housekeeper.
Nope.
No, me either. I'm terrible.
You always put the kids to bed. I'm assuming
Timmy?
On time is.
I put the dog on time. Watch. Yeah.
I make sure Timmy goes to bed, eats a treat, and gets his drink.
I'm assuming on time is implied as well.
Oh.
You run any big purchases by your husband first?
I do.
That should be on both sides.
Sorry.
Like, if you're talking about now?
Well, yeah, I mean, any big purchase that Hello Nurse and I make, we have to talk about together first. Like, none of us goes and does anything without telling, hey, I'm going to go and buy this thing. You cool with that?
So what I'm saying,
can
though,
we afford it? Maybe we shouldn't. Yeah, you're probably right.
So we're talking furniture, cars.
I assume.
Right?
And that's why I'm saying, while I get why it's not on the man's one, that's why it's bad. But otherwise, that being on there is not a bad thing.
No, I agree. You let him sleep in on the weekends.
If golfers slept in, I'd be so impressed. I sleep in every day, obviously. Now that I'm not working. But he gets up at like 6 every day. And if he could sleep in, I'd be like, you slept in. This is great. Obviously, I let him because I'm asleep.
Well, yeah.
But doesn't work that way here. Sorry.
Some signs you're not a good wife include not liking kids.
I love kids.
Yeah, Maggie. That would be me.
Being late for appointments.
Always.
I am always late, yeah.
Listen, the trains run on time in this household.
So I'm damn straight.
Always late.
Letting your cold feet touch him under the covers makes you a bad wife. Oh, I love that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, my feet are freezing.
Yeah.
Like hot irons on a horse's butt.
Hello, nurse puts them right on my back.
Warm these babies up.
Proofreader doesn't do that because she knows she'd be sleeping on the lawn.
On the lawn?
What?
Lawn. Yes, I said L-A-W-N, lawn.
Right outside.
Yep.
With the forest critters.
Yeah, I'm not joking. You're laughing, but I ain't joking.
Poor proofreader.
Being a backseat driver. Now, listen, I don't care who you are. Don't you backseat drive in my car.
I always say to proofreader, she is ready for the voice-activated car. Because she'd be like, turn here. Stop. Slow down. And I sit there and I go, do you want to just talk to the car?
Getting jealous. Don't be jelly.
Wait, what?
You can't be jealous.
Why not? I think jealousy, I think a small level of jealousy is kind of okay in every relationship. Because, like, you should be, if you feel, like, a little jealous, like, oh, that girl's giving them a little attention. Like, I feel like that's, like, a little okay.
Well, proofreader always has to be jealous with this Adonis body of mine.
I'm not saying everything, but, like, a small amount, I feel like it's kind of like...
Adonis
I'm
is his butcher, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes the sausages.
I have the body of a god.
Honestly,
Buddha was a god.
You're really trying to hold it together.
I was trying to make a real point there, and it was over.
It was a fair point.
Like, a little bit of jealousy is like, I'm proud of my husband, or I'm proud of my wife, or whatever. But
yeah,
I feel like if it's over everything, like that girl in the store glanced at your foot, like that's ridiculous.
Right.
But if it's kind of like, man, she like touched your butt as we walked down the aisle.
Right.
It's okay to
be a little bit like,
you know,
oh, hey, look, I'm attached. Yeah. I'm hitched to somebody who's desirable.
Oh,
yeah, look at that. Little swirl.
Yeah.
What was that little swirl in the glass?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know what that was. I was like, what is she doing?
That's exactly what that is.
It's like, are you still tapping him on the butt? Because what are you doing?
His butt is under hurricane glass.
You're checking his butt.
It's weird that the one finger is so much more elevated than the others.
Well,
checking his prostate. While you're up there,
I was
going
to say, we learned something about Kara today. That's interesting. Her and golfer.
Yes.
You know, I can't
she
even
plays
hear.
Puppet with golfer.
I'm going to have COVID next week, I think.
Go ahead. I'm going to be here.
God bless both of you. Peace be with you.
Are there any more?
So here's the last one. Okay. This makes you a bad wife.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Wearing red nail polish.
Bam!
None.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a good wife.
I was going to say, did she think she had some on?
No,
and then, like,
you.
She didn't, and she's so drunk she doesn't realize.
Me not showing. Me showing you there's none is saying.
Bam!
I'm showing you I'm a good wife because I'm not wearing it.
But I think they were all supposed to wear nail polish as well. So just not red.
So me having none on is, like, lazy.
What was wrong with red?
It's the same thing with the red lipstick. You're right. Yeah. It was sexy.
Oh, right, that was not allowed.
Yeah, like they want
attention. Right,
yeah. Yeah, you're a harlot for wearing that color.
Might as well put a freaking A on your shirt.
Oh, yeah, she's right. That is
Scarlet Letter.
Oh, okay.
I actually got that. She's so happy with herself.
She is very proud of herself.
That was a smart thing.
Jeez. The worst part is that slushy's not even empty. I want to point
out. It's actually not even close. It's actually peel it.
No, I can tell. There's like a whole lot of it left. Yeah. Jeez. Well, this was fun.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's the end of the show, too, by the way.
Oh, we've run
short
on time. We survived.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I'm not.
We
doing
fell.
It.
Politicrisco fell into the black hole of despair earlier in the show, and that dragged on a little too long. But so we're gonna have to move to next week. That segment about what's something that's legal that doesn't feel legal when you do it. There's some interesting stuff in there, though.
We should post that up on our Facebook too.
Well, yeah. I would do that if we weren't already posting another thing on our Facebook.
So post two things.
Why not?
The other thing is, what's the dumbest thing you would do for money? because I found out that guy who gets stung by the horrible insects
what
makes $300,000 a month.
A month.
Yeah, yeah. The guy who put the murder hornet under the cup on his arm and it stung him and he's like rolling on the ground screaming and whining. $300,000 a month.
So he hurts for like what, an hour and so, then recovers for
Yeah, so Will ask our listeners, what's the dumbest thing you would do for money? And we'll read your responses next week on the show.
And I'd just like to say this, Kara, we're gonna put that on our Facebook.
Okay.
She's
making a mental note.
She winked by blinking and also like gritting her teeth. Like that was
I locked it in.
All right.
I will listen tomorrow.
Now listen, Lazy Mickey. I don't hate either of you enough to ask her to do the thing.
Yeah,
so
great. It'll
I'm gonna ask Lazy E to do the thing because he's good at it and I feel like it will not take until
until tomorrow.
Until the next debate.
He's like, no, it's going to take till next week.
Ooh.
It might take till tomorrow, actually.
Do you want to get all sexy with us?
Oh, God, Jesus. He's bringing this back. Remember when he used to do this?
We'll make sure to go to our website, freakaccident.com.
Oh, that was a sexy sound.
Oh, he's doing Goldust.
Yeah.
It's me. Goldust. I can't do this the whole time.
Yeah,
I was just going to finish.
Oh, let him
go. No, Mickey.
Stop interrupting him, Trump. Let him talk. Yeah.
Oh, will you just shut up, man?
All right, folks. Go to the website of freakaccident.com. You can find all of our previous podcasts under the archives for podcasts, which is afreakaccident.com.
You just click on podcast when you're there.
Well, yeah, you could do that, too. What?
Nothing. Go.
Okay. Anyways, so you can find all of our social media pages in the cute little connect link, which takes you to Facebook and Instagram and all that fun
and
stuff.
And Facebook's the important one if you want to leave your feedback on that.
He's making fun of me.
Question.
Yeah. Posting on the Facebook.
Interrupting.
Well,
and the thing.
Take care of my
We're just going with, you know.
Turn my mic off. I'll pull this out right now. Oh, please don't. My headphones are still on.
All right. You can also go to the shop page if you like what we do. Buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
They are $19.99.
Yeah.
If you want free stickers, you go down to the bottom, leave your mailing address, we will send you free stickers.
Yep.
What else am I missing here? Oh, finding the podcast itself anywhere on Google Play, Apple thing, that stuff, those
Google.
Things. Anywhere that there's a podcast, a freak accident, make sure you leave a review.
Google.
And it's good review.
Make sure you subscribe.
Make sure you subscribe.
Google.
Social media.
She already mentioned
that.
We did the social media!
Yeah, she mentioned it. There was a whole thing. We were talking about...
Exactly like the debate. I'm just getting thrown everything everywhere. It's fine.
I'm listening to him. I'm sorry.
That was me on the. That's
yeah,
me.
You. I'm listening to him play you, I think.
Whoa.
I'm listening to him playing you while listening to you.
What's happening?
Listening to him.
Proofreader, I swear. Nothing's happening.
What else? I don't
even know. No, that's it. Leave a good review.
Yeah.
Make sure you share us with your friends.
Yeah.
Find us at afreakaccident.com.
That is the most competent you've ever done.
Yeah,
in presenting that.
And you saying that was the least competent thing sounding.
No, I mean like
least
so...
Least competent thing sounding.
What I think, so it's, now it's I'm thinking if we want Mickey to excel on this podcast, we need to get Kara drunk and have her blather on and on and on while Mickey needs to talk.
I told
and
you
then
to tell
be...
me to shut up if I sounded stupid. But we enjoy
why would
we
I
enjoy
ever
it.
Do that? Yeah. Yeah. Why would I ever try and ratchet down the stupidity on
hey
this
guys.
Show?
Real quick, if it sounds extra stupid. See, this is the thing. I'm used to dealing with drunk people, so this is normal.
It's not even the whole thing.
I know it's not.
It's not even the whole thing.
Run, Forrest.
That helped your point.
Run. It was clean.
Run. My God.
It was
all right.
Clean.
Hey.
Oh, my God. What's my next sound going to be? There's so many options. Good night. Oh, we're not
I
done yet.
Like I feel like that's a t-shirt waiting to happen. What's my next sound? I have so many options.
And then on the back, good night.
Yeah, good night. Good luck. God help us all. We're all doomed. For a freak accident, thank you for listening.
She can't.
I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara. I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
But if you're
you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BYNC ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.